Have a block handy. Come to lay flat on your back. Bend the knees, place the feet flat to the floor. Hands by your sides. Breathe nice and easy. Let the knees fall to the right. Come back up, let the knees fall over to the left. Trying to let the knees fall to the left and create space between the hip and the shoulder. Move the shoulder and hip away from each other, come back up to center. Drop the knees over to the right again, and this time bring the right ankle on top of the left knee. So bottom ankle on top of the top knee. And use the weight of that top ankle to lengthen the side body. Move the shoulder away from the hip. Bring the arms out to the side if you'd like. Look over the left shoulder. And you can even bring the arms higher than the shoulder to bring the upper chest into the stretch a little bit. Come back up to the center and come over to the second side. Knees to the left, bottom ankle on top of top knee. Use the weight of the ankle to bring more stretch between the pelvis and the shoulder girdle. Open the arms higher if you'd like. Look over the opposite shoulder. Breathing easy the whole time. Come back up to center. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale again. Exhale hard. Feel what happens when you exhale hard. Ideally, the lower belly drops down. Navel moves towards the spine. As the navel moves towards the spine, there is a wrapping action muscularly from the back to the front. Find a curve in the lower back. Try to find a gentle curve in the lower back so the bones of the lower back are off the floor. And now exhale again or draw the navel to the spine and feel that you can do that without changing or flattening the bones of the lower spine. Now take the right foot 3 inches up off the floor. Pay attention to the spine. Take the left foot 3 inches off the floor to meet it. Breathe easy. See what happens. Lower the feet. With the second side, you also now know what you want, which is to stabilize the lower spine. Take the left foot up 3 inches off the floor. Take the right foot 3 inches to meet it. Hold. Just check in with how hard or difficult that is. Ideally, when the second foot comes up, there is no shift in the bones of the spine. The spine does not move. Lower the feet. One more time. Take the right foot up 3 inches. Take the left 3 inches to meet it. Solidify the spine. Now, you're either going to hold here as you build strength, or if you're feeling good, you can bring your feet up to the height of the knees. You can even take the knees away from you a little bit. It's a matter of what you are ready to do. You can work as much as you want as long as the low spine has a gentle curve and stays stable as the legs do their thing. Lower the feet. Bring a block between the inner thighs. Squeeze the block between the inner thighs. Take the right foot up 3 inches off the floor. Take the left foot 3 inches to meet it. Bring the feet up to the height of the knees. Keep the abs strong. Keep the inner thighs squeezing in. And now with the feet flexed and the toes pointing straight up, bring the shins apart. So squeeze the inner thighs together and separate the lower leg without externally rotating it so the knees and toes, the toes keep pointing straight up. Back to the midline. Keep the feet block width apart. Open the legs out again. Back to the midline. And release. Take the block away. Bring the legs together. Bring the arms up out to the side. Palms face up. Bring the knees into your chest. Squeeze the legs together. Keep the shoulders grounded. And go to the right. Take your knees to the right, towards the right elbow. Come back up to center and go to the left. Knees towards the elbow, shoulders grounded, inner thighs together. Keep the legs together. Back up to center, over to the right again. Squeeze the legs together, knees towards the elbow. Back up to the left. Back up. One more to the right. Come on back up. Over to the left. Legs together. Shoulders grounded. Breath smooth and easy. Gaze straight up. Come on back up and release the feet. Put a block between the thighs again. Squeeze the block. Curve the lower back. Come up to bridge pose without gripping your butt. Ideally here, you stay strong in the inner thighs, deep in the groins, grounded through the inner feet. Squeeze the block, deep in the groins, and feel what your gluteus maximus is doing, how the butt is working. Don't overdo it. Stay grounded to the inner thigh and the inner foot. You can go higher if you would like, but you have to do that by using your core, not your gluteus maximus. If you overuse your butt, your legs are going to start to externally rotate. Try to go maybe a half inch higher, but you have to do that by rolling the block down towards the floor. Breathe easy. Slowly. Lower down. And release.